Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled Contemplative Silence.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark. She saw the stone removed from the tomb and stayed outside weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today is the feast of Mary Magdalene, patroness of our Dominican order. She was the great example of our motto, to contemplate and to give to others the fruit of contemplation. Today's gospel of Jesus becoming visible to Mary after his resurrection shows the depth of contemplation. We see with and through the eyes of God. The other half of our motto, sharing the fruit of contemplation, was shown in Magdalene being asked by Jesus to take the good news to the others. During this year, 2020, I have been companioning a dear friend on her journey to new sight. Ever since she was a little girl, she has had trouble with her eyes and numerous operations. At last, she has seen an ophthalmologist who is certain he can improve her sight to the extent that the various spectacles she has required will no longer be necessary. Sounds like a miracle? And we know modern science and medicine are. The ophthalmologist is like a Jesus figure in my friend's life, as he is so optimistic about her healing and enthusiastic in his belief in the outcome. However, just as physical healing of sight takes time while the brain is being retrained, so too renewed spiritual sight requires a conversion of our whole being as we are retrained to stop and pay attention and enter into the unknowable mystery. When I was praying with today's gospel for this lovely feast of Mary Magdalene, I could see a similar theme of seeing and realized what a journey is required to see so deeply. Mary Magdalene goes to the tomb while it is still dark. She sees the stone has been removed. Then while weeping, she bends over the tomb and sees two angels at the head and feet where the body of Jesus had been. Next, she turns around and sees Jesus, though she does not recognize him. She thinks he is the gardener. Only when she hears her name does she really see and recognize Jesus, Rabboni. Jesus sends her to the others, and what does Mary say to them? I have seen the Lord. Only when we question our own vision do we move into the realm of contemplation. The contemplative side of our being reveals itself when we start to ask such questions as, how can I see more clearly? How can I keep my heart open to all that I see in the now? How willing am I to encounter mystery? Too often we fail to see the signs of God's presence in our lives. Our God is constantly trying to get our attention. Maybe through a breathtaking view, the pain of loss, a vivid dream, a feeling of loneliness, or a surprise happening. All such experiences as these, and many more you will know from your own lives, have the potential to captivate our hearts and move us into that deeper place of seeing with and through the eyes of God, seeing into unknowable mystery. Perhaps all too often, we are like those people Jesus spoke about who have eyes but do not see. Let us conclude today on this feast by listening to and praying through the new preface for the Feast of Mary Magdalene, Apostle to the Apostles. Let us pray. God, it is truly right and just to glorify you in all things. Your mercy is not less than your power. Christ our Lord appeared in the garden and revealed himself to Mary Magdalene, who had loved him in life, witnessed him dying on the cross, sought him as he lay in the tomb, and was the first to adore him, newly risen from the dead. He honored her with the office of being an apostle to the apostles, so that the good news of new life might reach the ends of the earth. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we give you thanks as an exaltation we acclaim, holy, holy, holy. Amen.